Good morning. I'm Chairman Brad Holton. I'll bring the meeting to order. Present is Commissioner Brooks, Commissioner Van Beek. We have a 9:30 agenda item, and there's actually two fiscal year 2026 budget workshops, and we will start with Fleet. Good morning, sir.
What?
Have we got a plan in direction, or you want me to start rolling through it?
Yeah, just start rolling through what's good, what's bad, what differences might be for this year's budget, if any, and we'll go from there.
Well, we've cut things back quite a bit this year. Things down as best we can, as well as plan for taking on some other work within the county, the ambulance maintenance. As far as on the payroll side, I've got a dollar in there as a marker because I'm waiting for some information back from HR. We'll be down quite a bit on that, about 37.
Do you think that'll go, you don't have any idea what the difference will be above a dollar?
I have put a marker in. I've not gotten anything back yet. I've got two positions that I'm trying to get relooked at.
Okay.
Okay. It won't be a ton.
Are you looking at new positions or reassigning or reclassifying them? Okay, all right, okay.
Otherwise, we might lose some of our people to our own other places. That's a big concern right now.
Okay.
But getting into the regular budget, I added 2,000 oil for a special diesel oil for the ambulances. We're down on service contracts. We've got the fleet management system just about going live. So take that out of that service contract.
Wow.
70,000 there. Addition of 2,000 in our radar equipment. That's just because the price of those have gone up.
Okay.
And planning for the vehicles that we've got on schedule. The radar equipment and the video equipment up here in the non-capital lines is showing negative, but that's brought back down in the capital.
Okay.
Over $5,000, so it's in the capital line. Chemical supplies, that was in a different line, and so we brought that $3,100 down to the chemical supply line. It's for car wash soap and brake clean, those kind of things. Okay. Computer equipment, we took $5,000 out of that because we've gotten some of that done this year. Hope to have most of it done this year. They've been doing real well moving that forward from IT. Small equipment, I added $8,000 to that so that we would have the ability to build some shelves, put some plug-in cords and some air cords over in the new building for when we move upfitting over there.
Okay.
And then there'll be some other equipment like welder updates and those kind of things. Upfitting vehicles, I added $10,000 to that line because that's about where we're gonna be with the stuff, the capital side of things that we have in our budget for parks. So that's toolbox. Toolboxes for one of the trucks, couple of trailers. One's a wash trailer, so they can help out cleaning the bathrooms and get the benches and things like that a little more often.
Okay.
Machinery, that was money moved from a different area. Radio equipment, video equipment are those capital lines that I was telling you about that we moved.
Okay.
So that, because they're over $5,000, we needed to put them in a different spot. Police vehicles were down 30,000. We took out a few patrol cars, and that's kind of a trade out for an animal control truck and the box. Which that box costs as much as the car.
Yeah.
And that'll be built in California. General vehicles were down 180,000. And that's pretty much where we are. If there's any questions, I can answer.
Kyle.
Commissioners, Judge Tolman. Just going back up to the overtime line.
Okay.
Overtime up above.
Yeah, and the payout, they're in the salary range. Assuming in your side of the area, it's kind of lower with that, or you just try to avoid that, I guess, since there's only 1,000 in there.
Well, 1,000 is overtime.
Right, yeah.
But part-time, whoops, excuse me, let me make sure I'm on the wrong red line here. The overtime is 1,000. The guys are paid for call-out.
Yeah. I was just making sure that was enough, that 1,000 was enough in there.
It's so far it has been.
Okay, no, that's fine.
And the other is their specialty, not specialty pay, but the on-call pay.
Yeah,
That was neat. So that's what I thought you wanted me to do as far as moving that.
I was just making sure there is enough for just general regular overtime, so that was just my question.
I'm hoping that things won't break.
How's that been working for you?
Well, we keep busy. You know, the exigency of emergency vehicles, keeping them rolling.
Oh, man.
People don't realize how important that is to keep those things moving.
Mr. Chairman?
Yes.
Mark, my question is on the first line shop fees. Two of the last 3 years, you've surpassed the 150 mark. I'm curious where we're at. Actuals, and then if we're bringing on the ambulance district and whatnot, I mean, I would think your revenue would be higher, wouldn't it?
Well, it will. I've got $75,000 to go up and put in when I leave here, so that'll put us at 140 right now, and then we've got still quite a bit of upfitting before October. Two that are rolling out of the shop this week, that's another 14 plus some equipment on CPD cars. The maintenance on some of the maintenance we're starting to do, get everything in line for ambulance. They're coming in slowly, but
okay.
Chairman,
we will hit that 150, no problem. Probably be a little over that.
Okay.
Mark, what I heard you say on the capital line, that is it you moved that? Is it radio and video equipment that was over 5,000 you moved down to the capital line? Did I hear that right?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you.
Just trying to get them in the right slot.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, now you mentioned, I'm kind of a little concerned about if that 1,000 is enough. So
seems
we haven't had to.
Okay. Yeah.
but we don't, if you don't want comp time anymore, maybe that should be a consideration to add to.
Just something considered.
Any suggestions?
Do you, I'm sorry, Chairman, do you utilize comp time?
We have been, but I'm under the impression we want to stop doing that.
Is there a way to try to estimate how much you award out and then try to just reverse engineer what that would have cost in overtime and then amend this with that amount?
I would be comfortable with adding $2,000 to that.
Okay. You're okay with that, Chairman, Commissioners?
If you're comfortable with that, it seems pretty tight. But well, so it'd be to $3,000 instead of $1,000.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Well, we'll just try not to let anything break. You know, we've done. I'm just kidding. We've done pretty good on that line for quite a few years here.
Okay.
I think we'd be okay in that.
Okay. Well, make that change.
Okay. Thank you.
Mr. Chair.
Yes.
I have a question on the mileage on that line. I know we took actuals of one fiscal cycle and preloaded fleet for mileage reimbursement, and that's in the 545502 line. We have 41,700 in year date. We've reimbursed $579. Would you feel comfortable cutting that in half? Because I know the fleet's being used a lot more on county vehicles. The reimbursement process is actually working. Would you feel comfortable cutting that one down?
I think we can cut it down a little.
Yeah.
Because we knew just wanted to stay safe there, but
we knew that would actually take a couple fiscal cycles to kind of balance out to see what the actual cost is by shifting
that back. Right, possibly, yeah. Because we've done really well. Now, this is the time of year where we're going to have a little bit of that.
Just thoughts.
Chairman?
Yes?
And this is a segue from what you're talking about with cost savings. Can you just put on the record that having fleet manage fleet operations instead of having it individually parsed out to different offices and departments is saving the taxpayer some money in Canyon County?
Oh, yeah. Well, when it comes to paying mileage, that's a huge one, as Greg's brought up. Just by having some rules and paying attention.
Mm-hmm.
We took the assessors, which was one of the larger payouts for mileage, and I've actually figured that up, and we're averaging 18 cents a mile on the 8 cars that we have set aside for them.
As opposed to the 68 cents a mile for what we were paying when they drove their own car. Sounds like a good trade.
That's a pretty fast. Yeah.
Mr. Chair, Commissioner Van Beek, to that point, that $41,700 was actual spend. I mean, that was where we come up with that number. That was the actual expenditures of reimbursements to establish that number. So now if you year-to-date of $579, that's been a lot of savings.
Yeah.
On the mileage from a county perspective and consolidation.
Yeah, thanks for reinforcing that. I think it's been just a great win to have fleet managing that whole thing and have a one-stop shop and an office that has a director that understands how that should work. So great job on that. Yeah.
If I could, I think we've cut down a lot of our liability by doing it that way as well. And so that's something to consider.
Right. And then the other part of that that's a ripple effect is your ability to purchase in bulk and get better pricing and having revenues returned on the auction. I want to validate that that is happening. So if you're sending vehicles to the auction, that revenue comes back to a revenue line for fleet. Is that right?
That's correct.
Okay.
Coming up right soon.
Okay.
We have, at this time, 14 vehicles that are planning to go to the auction.
Okay.
You know, when we went through the whole COVID thing and the great resignation and the great rehire and all of that, it kind of messed up the timelines and mileage lines of a lot of the patrol vehicles. And we utilized that to the point of moving them out and now it's cleaning up again.
Yeah, it was a great win for Canyon County when we finally got that through, so thanks, Mark, for your perseverance.
Are we better off to do all 14 at once rather than do them in two groups of seven or something like that? I'm just asking the question. I have no knowledge.
You mean at auction?
Yes. Because it's kind of like floods the auction for that day, and it's like, yeah, I want five of them, but after the sixth one, I really could care less type of deal.
You know, I've thought about that. The public auction that we use on the county website, thought about doing half of them there and half of them through a local auction. We'd have to just do two resolutions to do that. But
I'd personally encourage you to consider that.
It's a good plan.
Okay. Yeah. The $8,000 that you had in there for some of the hardware and stuff, is that consideration of moving in some of your stuff to Polyfarm? Or?
Yes, part of that is.
Okay, is that enough?
Well, we have $8,000 on the other side of that, so it's technically $16,000.
Oh, okay.
And that other $8,000 is equipment.
Okay.
Updates for the other shop. Someday when we get the other side of our shop back, why, we'll have to do a little updating there as well. But yeah, there's always that welder that goes, the hoist you gotta maybe reconsider. We do have one hoist in our capital this year.
Okay.
So I'm trying to do a hoist every year.
Okay. Okay.
Chairman?
Yes.
Just to clarify on the mileage line, are we okay bumping that to 21? Would that be okay?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes, I think that's a good plan.
I think
the plan is working. This is the A team.
But they'd save money.
Yep.
And then just for my additional clarification, I know you mentioned it already, but the machinery line, what equipment were you purchasing with that in the 684?
Let me grab my notes here.
Sorry.
I just had it in my hand. It's all right. I should have my computer up. On the machinery line, the capital side, facilities needs a Heister, and a used Heister is around 45.
Okay.
They also need a mini excavator, which a used one is around 45. Both of those will be used units, and then there's $30,000 in there for that hoist.
Okay, thank you.
And in the other machinery line, that's all parks.
Yeah.
Stuff. The shop budget, pretty slashed down.
Mm-hmm. And just to reiterate, it appears that the purchase orders coming through for the dealers that you're using are coming through in a greater quantity, which says to me better buying power.
Absolutely.
Yep.
And we've just started a new RFP, has finished up, and we're utilizing Kindle now.
Okay.
Which I think they're going to be a little bit better as far as quantity and actually considering what we've already bought during the year as well. They've done this really well on the pricing.
Yeah, and closer for pickup.
Back in the Boise bin.
Oh, okay.
We're a part of
it. Okay.
Yeah, and you were at Mountain Home?
Yes.
Yeah.
Mountain Home still got Dodge this year.
Okay. And that's I think that's always a great plan to go out and look at and keep it competitive.
You know, our fleet management group or our director around the valley, we get together once a month, and there was a time when we said, hey, we're not paying 1.25% to the state for everything we do, and our bids weren't really that great. So we kind of got together and said, look, Boise was kind enough to head that up. But we were all part of that process. So, and we did that again. They've re-upped it. So,
nice.
There'll be a new number on that RFP line.
Wow. Good deal. All right. I guess what a big item will be HR getting back to you and what you decide to do on that.
Chairman, can I ask one more question?
Yes.
I heard, Mark, that there was a potential adjustment to a couple of positions, but your overall salaries and benefits are still going to be under for last year. Is that true, or you're just waiting for numbers from HR?
Waiting for numbers.
Okay. Thank you.
Commissioners, I also, sorry, I have one more.
Sure.
In the capital, the insurance reimbursement capital, what's that for again?
The insurance reimbursement capital is so I can replace a vehicle when we total one out.
That's what I was figuring.
So,
we
haven't had to use that.
Thank you.
Chairman,
yes.
On the insurance side of things, that's all going. Have you looked at, or are you a part of the discussions on premium and how we're managing the fleet and how that?
Yes, I've been included with that. And
okay.
Yeah, we have a really good relationship with Travelers.
Awesome.
On the cars, they keep me up on things. They've got some good training out there that we're looking at.
Okay. Yep.
Good
deal. Very good.
Chairman?
Yes.
And maybe it was asked when I stepped out. Like, have you deferred any normal replacement in this budget year? I just want to anticipate if you've done.
No, I think we got ahead a couple this year.
Okay.
And I can only build so many.
Sure. Yeah. Okay.
Anyway, so they've got their 15 on the sheriff's side, or the fifth team, and built and equipped. We won't need to do that again for a couple of years to start rotating that stuff. And so that's where I was able to see a cut there.
Okay.
And I've only got two upfitters, and they're going as fast as they can go. So it all, I'm working this year for next year. Technically, that stuff rolls out, and it's right. Done by October. And then we start all over. It takes six months to get vehicles in. It takes the whole year to build them. On the vehicle side.
And then, Chairman, I know we had a sit down, it was a month ago, and I'm interested in opportunity cost of being able to provide fleet services potentially for more. You mentioned ambulance, and I know you have City of Caldwell as well.
Yeah, we're finishing up a few oddball builds that they ended up with at a weird time of the year.
And is that an ongoing contract, or is it possible that some of the shop fees, I think that Commissioner Brooks was asking about, like, is that very stable, or do you think it's contingent on some sort of arrangements or contractual arrangements that we have?
It's always contingent on what people, grants and things people get, different, you know, I can't tell you what city council is going to do, but if they go out somewhere and lease a bunch of vehicles and I'm not going to be able to upfit them, so closest place is either Boise that will take them 3 years to do, or Utah.
Would it make sense if there is expansion? Because I also feel some responsibility for, like, trying to say keep the budget tight. But I think Director Tolman's operations are somewhat unique in that he generates revenue for some of the tasks that he performs. And so I wanted to clarify, I did not mean not to add staff if it meant turning away work that would sufficiently pay for what that work is. But I know that there's also more fully loaded costs with capital and other things if you're to expand. But I know that Director Tolman had mentioned that there was some potential expansion possibility at your footprint, but some of that's contingent on the sheriff, which isn't probably going to happen till towards the end of the next fiscal year.
Well, if I go
fully vacate, because you have some bays that could be utilized potentially.
Well, our bays are all utilized right now. Mm-hmm. If we get the back of the building, we'll have a couple of bays back there we can utilize still. If you go through the KPIs and calculate it, I should have 9 technicians, and I can show you the paperwork on that, where where that comes from. There's a certain amount of mechanic units that, per vehicle, per type of vehicle. I don't have it here, but I can get through. But eventually, I would like to see there be at least one more mechanic in the shop. We've been very lucky to be able to keep things going the way they are. And as we rotate on time and keep the vehicles rotating, then you have less breakdown. And so far, that's been the way things have been working.
Chairman, I just wanted to be on the record and have like Tolman just respond a little bit. And I, of course, don't want to project what your sentiment might be on it, but I did not want, I do want Director Tolman to be supported if he faces a situation where he's having to turn down work for lack of staff, and adding staff is more than paying for itself, then the revenue line would also go up. And that's a very different conversation than adding staff that doesn't generate revenue. It's also not to hold it against, not all entities are revenue generating through no fault of their own. It's just the unique nature of what he does. And so I think those are discussions that you probably need to have with Director Tolman and Chief Rast about what is the future of fleet. I just know.
Well, I'm curious. What is it now? I mean, is there an opportunity if you added staff to generate more revenue than the staff's going to cost us?
Yes. Right now, one of the things we're looking at is the technician pay on the heavy side. I can't even compete with our own people. So those diesel ambulances, if I lose my guy, there needs to be two that can actually take on some of that equipment. There's heavier stuff, there's tractors, more tractors. Things have grown a little bit.
Chairman, Mark, you said your stats show that 9 is what you would need to maintain the fleet. Yeah. What do you have now?
If you went by the KPIs, yes.
Uh-huh. And so how many do you have now? Oh, you don't have room for them. Okay, but how many do you have now?
4 technicians.
Okay, so you're operating at less than half of what your API says. Okay.
It sounds like there's a space constraint.
There is. I don't have a place to put them anyway.
Okay.
Now, once we get moved over the poly, that gives me 2 bays there.
Gotcha.
For some of that heavier stuff. But.
So what I would suggest is that we go back to the drawing board a little bit, since basically we're running a business here that has some revenue potential, and look at putting this into the budget, not necessarily that you're going to immediately pull the trigger on it, but we contemplate it right now during the workshop period that we theoretically put in 1 or 2 more technicians, budget for the income, budget for the expense. And if it doesn't realize in moving into polyfarm and all of that, it doesn't, we don't pull the trigger. But if it does, we have budgeted for it, both on the income and expense side, and we're comfortable with that. And you come back to the board and say, I'm ready now to consider pulling 1 more technician or possibly 2, and this is how we're going to do it. And we've already contemplated it in the budget, but we won't pull the trigger on it October 1. We'll only pull the trigger on it when you come back and say, I think I'm ready now.
I appreciate that. Yeah.
So let's have you contemplate that in the meantime. So you'll even have to talk to HR even more. Now it's going to be 3 or 4 things that you're going
to
do.
And Mr. Chairman, I want to be sensitive to anybody that listens to this that hears like the county starting to try to compete with private enterprise. I've been here long enough and heard you multiple times say, and you just said it right there, like if you want to go somewhere else, you're either going to a company that is significantly backlogged or you're going out of state to get it done. So there's a need there, and the private sector right now is not sufficiently meeting the need. So if we have the facilities and we can do it for other governmental organizations, especially, you know, 2 that we as a board directly oversee, I'm completely okay with that, because in the in the end game, the taxpayer is going to benefit from that. So I'm completely in support of the chairman's comments of kind of reevaluating this, and if we can generate some more revenue and provide a better service to other government entities, then let's do it if you in your department have capacity to do that.
I'm also in support, Chairman.
Okay. You comfortable with working on that in between coming back to see us? Okay. I think that was an important part to put on the record, Commissioner Brooks, and we're not getting into the business to get into the business. It's out of necessity that there's a vacuum in the marketplace. Chief?
So, Mr. Chair, I just want to make sure I have a clear strategic picture on this. It's now that we have Polyfarm with a couple bays that we could use for upfitting, and I know we have one hoist in the expense. So if we get two technicians potentially to match revenue, Polyfarm, do we need to add the expenses for another hoist to do the upfitting? So there's other expenses that come along with that.
I totally concur. That's why this is more complicated than a three-minute conversation in this setting. It needs to put pencil to paper and figure out what the ramifications are. So we didn't have Polyfarm last year. We have Polyfarm this year. And
it was a dream until the other day.
Yes. No matter what Commissioner Van Beek says about it.
Hey, I led the charge on that. I held fast on that purchase.
So let's have you do that, Mark. I'd really appreciate that.
Yeah.
I'm a little bit concerned about the availability of the diesel mechanics. You might look at see what where we're at in the market, what we're paying, and maybe consider what those rates are and what we need to do to make sure that we can secure an employee.
Thank you.
And I guess I wouldn't say that just on that technician, but
it's significant.
Okay. All right.
Chairman, can I just make one more comment, and it's to go off at Commissioner Brooks. Are there, like, I think it's a specialty thing what you do to upfit police vehicles. It's not just any Joe, any shop, anybody that can go and do that. So it's a unique niche market that you're filling. Is that true?
That is correct, yeah.
Yeah. Thank you.
You know, you can get people to try to throw wires, but you can also have a fire, too. It's very important that those things are done right. They can't break.
Yep. The
stuff has to be done right because people's lives depend on that.
Yeah.
So the officer's life, the guy he's going to save, all the way down the line.
Yeah. Thank you.
That stuff's stopping while they're rolling. So it's, like I say, the exigency of having those vehicles done properly is huge.
Yeah, and you're heavily involved with the Sheriff's Department on a number of aspects, from drones to upfitting. This, you're deeply in the game is what I'm trying to say.
Well, we do everything we can to back all of our offices and departments.
Yeah, thank you.
So for the public who hasn't ever walked through Mark's shop, and when they are installing the equipment that it takes to make a current police cruiser, in my experience, it's the closest thing to an airplane that a ground vehicle gets because of the complexity and the sheer life that you're counting on all of that equipment to work when it's supposed to work, and it's supposed to work right, and it has to be installed correctly for it to live its life through that experience. Through that vehicle. And so the work you guys do isn't just putting a new switch in an automobile. It's involved and it's important.
Thank you.
Yep. Yeah,
it's like you say, with an airplane, it's 50,000 feet is not the place to decide you gotta,
yeah, that you have a problem. Yeah. Absolutely. Anything else?
No.
All right. Well, let's take that under advisement. You're going to come back with some of this changed up and meet with HR and get us some different numbers, but are we okay to take what we have at this point, knowing that he'll come back with the additions?
Yeah, I think it's been a great discussion.
All right. So let the record show that we'll take this under advisement, and we'll see you in the coming weeks ahead. I'm okay to take a break for the audio record. Is that okay if we take a short break?
Yes.
All right. Let's be in recess for a short time. Thanks.